Hey guys, welcome back to the Wrestling Podcast. We have our host, me and Will. How you doing, Will?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good myself. And today we brought in a little bit of the HMA crew. We have Jude Swisher and Sam Herring. How you doing, Jude?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Emmett?
Doing amazing. How about you, Sam?
Fantastic. Got back from a little bit of a vacation. I'm excited to talk some wrestling.
Same here. All right, let's get right into these slides as we're talking about the Flow Wrestling event. And our predictions.
Updated card.
Before we go further, I just want to say, Emmett, that is a lovely shirt you have hanging on your wall there.
Yeah.
It's pretty dang nice. Where did you get that?
You get it in our store at thewrestlingpodcast.com in the merch section. Ooh. And also, spoiler alert, there will be crew necks coming by the end of the week.
Crew necks? I love some crew necks. I might have to cop one of those.
Yeah, the crew neck's pretty sick. Check them out.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into slides.
Yeah, but we're going to start from the lowest, or I don't know, like main card last.
Yeah.
So Dake and Shimizu last.
Yeah, that's how we're going to go by it. So Ruja first.
All right,
let's get on over to that card. Yep. See if I can figure out how to. There we go.
Alright, so I guess the order is going to be me. I think the order is going to be me, or Jude, Will, and then. Alright, me, Sam, Jude, something like that.
I'm last. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Alright, so. Yeah, so this is a pretty nice matchup between Vito Ruja and Sammy Alvarez. You want me to get in my prediction first, or anybody wants anything?
Take it away, Emmett.
No, all right, match up. Let's get to
so.
It. Let me open that slide real quick.
All right. So yeah, like the picture there, the school pic,
nice.
And my nice suits. But in this matchup, I'm gonna have to pick Vito. The match is in freestyle, which is Vito's, I'd say, best style. So Vito's a junior award silver medalist and third at senior nationals. So. I would say Vito's freestyle accomplishments are better than Alvarez. And also you have to include that Vito has been training freestyle probably for a year straight with that red shirt. And Alvarez is probably just training, you know, trying to get in the freestyle just for this match. And then also we can include the folk style record. So last time Vito wrestled was 31-4 on his last season. Freshman year or sophomore year? Alvarez was 26-10. So that's why I think Vito has a better record, and also he has the freestyle advantage here. But I have to consider Alvarez because Alvarez is now trading with Rivera, who is 2-0 against Vito and has outscored 14-5. But overall, I just think Vito's, you know, more of a freestyle guy, and all these events are going to be in freestyle. So I'm going to have to give this match to Vito Ruja.
Okay.
That's it.
Sounds like some good picks. All right. So my pick, I'm going to go with you again. I'm going on Vito Ruja, I think, in a lot of the same ways. I think he's way more freestyle savvy. He has so much more experience. His dad was a world champ in freestyle. And, you know, the Cornell room just values so much of the style. And the coach there, Mike Gray, is so good at wrestling a guy like Sammy. So looking at the competition that Mike Gray has coached for his Cornell guys, one big example that I'm going to look at, I'm going to compare Sammy Alvarez to Jordan Burroughs. So those guys, both their re-attacks are insanely quick, and they have incredible re-attacks. Both those guys have blast doubles that are incredible. And Mike Gray has coached against Jordan Burroughs since 2013 and before that even with Jordan Lean. So Mike Gray has a lot of familiarity with guys like this, and I think he's going to really be able to help Vito Ruja's skill and technique to really combat Sammy's explosiveness. And I think it's a really, really bad matchup for Sammy.
Definitely.
Yeah, I agree with both you guys. I think Vito is going to win this match because, firstly, it's in freestyle, and Vito got second at Junior Worlds, and he was actually sick during that. He talked to me about that in the podcast. And Sammy Alvarez doesn't really have any freestyle accomplishments anywhere near Vito's. And he also beat one of Sammy's training partners in Nick Soriano. So I think he's going to win.
I know that for me, when it I'm going to pick Vito Arujao with an exclamation point because I love this guy. but
it's cheered right there.
Vito beat Nick Soriano, which is like, I don't know, that in itself says so much, especially, right after, Nick Soriano's a national champ. He's one of the names that they talk about at 57 kg. You know, when we say, oh, who's one of the, the pieces to go and, make our world team, our Olympic team, we're saying Seth Gross, Spencer Lee, Nato, Nick Soriano, like he's in there. And so Vito beating him says a ton. And also really like defeats the mystique of Nick Soriano.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I'm just going to say though, you cannot compare Sammy Alvarez to Nick Soriano in almost any way.
I'm saying Vito is that caliber of guy. And I feel like often he's not viewed at the same level by the wrestling community as Nick Soriano, Nato, Seth Gross,
etc. Yeah.
But he is there. He's there, and especially in his freestyle. But definitely. Also, like, as a freshman, like, what, he had two losses or something? Or his record was four, but he lost to Pat Glory and Sebastian Rivera. And he had pinned Pat Glory that year. So, he's one of the very best guys in the entire country. Alvarez, on the other hand, had an incredible freshman campaign. I mean, in the Big Ten, wrestling for Rutgers. At 133 pounds, which was, easily the toughest weight class in the entire
thing.
But what was interesting about 133 is that whatever, 8 of the top 10 guys were in the Big Ten, right?
Yeah.
He was wrestling top 10 opponents weekly, and especially as a freshman, he's combating these guys and he's beating them, and I believe he ended, was he fifth at Big Tens, sixth at Big Tens?
Yeah, I think he got sixth. Okay.
Right. So, Alvarez, by his own right, is right there with the best guys, and especially at a young age. What's cool about this matchup is that both of these guys are young. They're both going to be in sophomore year. We're going to see them around for 3 more years. And this might be a match we potentially see someday.
Except Vito has taken 2 red shirts and Sammy has not.
Is Vito going to take another one? Do you think?
Well, so we interviewed him in our podcast. Yeah, Vito said if they cancel again, he's going to red shirt again.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
It'll be fifth year and he's not even going to be a sophomore.
I don't know. So I think the match isn't going to. People are like, oh, Vito. Like, Alvarez is a really incredible wrestler, too. So I'm not saying it's going to be a blowout. We can see Alvarez is very the biggest thing I noticed against Roman Bravo Young, who is another – he's an athletic opponent.
Yeah.
But Alvarez stays in really good position the whole match, and he keeps a good – he doesn't get himself too extended on his shots, and he's able to be stingy and wrestle defensively, while also being strong against these strong opponents. So, I think that it'll be a close match, but I'm gonna go with Vito, for all the reasons stated above. I don't really know what else to say.
So real quickly though, we can't keep making all these arguments for Vito's freestyle, because Sammy Alvarez, if you look at his style, it's not like he's out there AJ shopping guys.
Yeah.
He's tilting them 8 times. He is taking guys down with double legs, and down block re-attacks. It's going to translate perfectly over to freestyle, possibly even better. And with the training he has at the NJRTC with Reese Humphrey in his corner, I think he's going to be just fine.
Yeah, I agree.
Agreed. I was thinking about the other day. Oh, excuse me, Emmett. Remember when Vito just bombed Dayton Fix?
Oh, yeah, that was
the first, 30 seconds of the match.
I remember that.
And then if I remember correctly, they get right back up to the center and Vito took him down, right?
took him down. Yeah.
Yeah, he was up. Was he up 6-0?
6-0, and then Dayton came back and I believe teched him.
Yeah, he came back. That was a high-scoring match.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Awesome.
We interviewed Vito, and that was like, oh, yeah, that's definitely my most high-scoring match ever. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was Side note, Vito might be 25 when he graduates.
He really might. That's wild.
I don't want
to be in college that long. Spoiler alert. I might not take a redshirt year. I don't want to mess around with that.
Jude doesn't like school.
I don't like school.
Okay. I don't know if anybody really, like, well, some people really enjoy it, but not me.
Oh, boy.
I think I enjoy school.
Oh, man. This one.
Get him out of here.
This one is crazy. This one is super controversial for me.
Really?
Yeah. I know we have a lot of thoughts on Pletcher Caldwell, but it's really down to can Caldwell still go? Because if Caldwell, we went back to his 2009 season, 2011 season, like that area, I'd definitely be picking him.
Yeah.
So the question is, is he still that level? That's the question we have to decide.
What we do know is we know MMA training is not as rigorous as
wrestling.
Right.
Yeah.
We know that. So, man.
Just like every other sport.
Exactly. And Luke Pletcher has an incredibly high gas tank and wrestles at high pace and goes to score a lot of points. So, man, I don't know if Caldwell can last the full, whatever, 6
exactly.
minutes.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, Darian Caldwell's a pinner. So
yeah, he doesn't need to last 6 minutes.
Have you guys seen Luke Pletcher be on his back before?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Caldwell. Have you seen Darian Caldwell? Have you ever seen Darian Caldwell anywhere else? Like, have you ever seen his style anywhere else?
That's true. So Sam, Luke isn't wrestling Darian Caldwell's weekly. He's wrestling much lesser opponents.
Possibly.
It's depending how he comes back.
I would be willing to bet that Nick Lee would beat Darian Caldwell all day long.
I agree.
All right, Emmett, go ahead and give me your pick.
All right, so I'm picking Pletcher. He came off a 1-4 season as he had one loss to Nick Lee, and then he avenged that loss later at the Big Ten.
Yeah.
So the thing is, Pletcher is in his prime, and Caldwell is definitely not in his prime, I wouldn't say. And Caldwell really Caldwell hasn't wrestled a real match since 2014, and that was at Midlands, and he was pinned there by Ryan Lubick from Wisconsin, an unranked guy that season. I did some research and found his last match was not a good one for him. So I don't know.
His training for that, but I'm just going to point out, his training for that was very minimal.
Yeah.
That was the last-minute decision in 2014.
There's kind of some last-minute aspects to this as well. I mean, originally this was versus Anthony Ashnault.
Yeah, exactly.
Caldwell's only had 2 weeks maybe.
To actually get
trained for this event.
Yeah.
So there might be some
I'm pretty sure, though, guys, behind the scenes and everything – Ashnault backed out before it was public and told Flo start looking for other guys, and Caldwell was reached out to before that, so he's had probably four weeks, around a month to train for this.
Okay.
Suppose so. All right, continue. Emmett, I'm sorry for cutting you off.
So you could have maybe picked Caldwell, if he maybe was went to coaching or something like that, and that big 6-year gap, but he went to MMA, which is he used to work on like jiu-jitsu, you know, striking, and he's not focusing on wrestling, so it's kind of hard to pick against Luke Pletcher. Who's been wrestling, he's still in his prime and still looking, you know, make teams and win tournaments. Well, Caldwell's just coming for a farewell match, and overall, I just think Caldwell has been out way too long to beat a guy like Pletcher.
Statistically speaking, the first year out of college is your prime year based off of success rates of other people and everything.
Yeah.
So Luke Pletcher is, by definition, in his prime right now.
Exactly.
So We'll see how this goes. We'll see how this match goes. I'm really excited. It's going to be a fantastic match. But
yeah, I just want to see how Cardwell does. That's my
Too. Some points of emphasis that I had for picking Luke Pletcher were, one, he's still in the uprise. We saw him this season, and he was an absolute animal, complete new guy that we saw the year before at 33. And I think he's still in the uprise. I think he's still coming up and not going to stop there. Like I said, this is his prime, and he's just going to keep coming up from here. He has got the perfect style for Caldwell. If you guys go back and watch Caldwell's matches against Brent Metcalf, the reason that Caldwell was able to beat Brent Metcalf was because he was so stiff, and the only way he could possibly beat Caldwell was by making it a knockdown, drag out, like bar fight. That's the only way he could do it. And he was able to do that at one point. And but NCAA Finals, Caldwell figured it out. The thing is, Luke Pletcher can do that. Luke Pletcher has the strength. He has the gas tank for sure to be able to do that. But he also has incredible technique. His overcollar snap is going to provide a lot of problems for a guy like Caldwell who's really long, kind of like the Chad Red guy that we saw Luke Pletcher annihilate. Now, obviously, skill levels are going to be a little bit different between Caldwell and Chad Red, but it's a good comparison in my eyes. So,
yeah.
I think Caldwell's been, like you said, Emmett, Caldwell's been out of it for a little bit too long. And it would be a very risky pick to take somebody who you're not sure if they still have it. And I'm not one for risks.
Yeah.
Sam Henry, not one for risks. All right. Will, I believe it's your turn now.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, wow. All right.
So I think Darren
in this
Caldwell.
Case, I'm ready to argue. So you better have a good case.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I think Caldwell's going to win. Mainly because of his resume. And he has crazy good wins over guys like Brent Metcalf, who's a multiple-time Euregan placer and a two-time NCAA champ, and a pin over Lance Palmer, who in the first period, who was an NCAA finalist and a four-time All-American.
Still in MMA right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a beast.
Yeah, I'm not counting Fletcher out. But I think.
Nah, come on, do it, Will. Count him out. Say.
Count him out.
Count him out. Do it, Will.
All right, I'm counting him out. I think Caldwell's gonna beat him. I think Caldwell's gonna beat him.
Nice. Because dude, nice.
I like that.
Because I know Caldwell's still been training wrestling. Because he's not like retired or anything. He's an MMA guy. He's a Bellator champ. So, not like he hasn't been training.
Gas tank's going to be a problem, or do you think he'll have the conditioning down?
Well, I mean, every time he fights 25 minutes. So.
Yeah. That is true. Yeah, that's a good question. How do you think I have more stamina? Oh, like, I don't know. He's old. A little older.
I think he's like 30.
I can look that up for you right now. Let's see.
Yeah.
Darian Caldwell.
Age. But he's not going to have the same stamina as Pletcher. There's no possible way. He's too old for that right now.
He's 32.
Okay, well, 32?
That's not too bad. Jordan Burroughs is 32.
I get where you're coming from. But then again, he fights 25 minutes every time he fights.
There's a difference with a fight in wrestling. So wrestling, you actually have someone, their hands are literally on you the whole time, you know, pulling you, pulling your head down, pushing you, moving you around the mat. Where a fight is
stance
more,
in motion without a stance.
Well, yeah.
Stance in motion, standing straight up. The only thing you have to worry about is getting, you know, knocked unconscious.
But, yeah.
There's a difference. So you could fight a lot longer than you could.
Yeah, but Darian's style, it's probably different between different styles. So like different people have more stamina in MMA. So if I'm a wrestling guy, I'm going to have more, you know, because they're going to try to take him down, you know, ground and pound. So that's kind of Darian's style. And he likes to work his takedown. So I'm saying, I would still say stamina is still pretty good because he still wrestles in his fights.
Yeah, he grinds people out.
So I have a question for you guys. Is his stamina better right now or in the 2011 NCAA Finals when he wrestled Brent Metcalf?
NCAA
finals. I guarantee. That.
Okay, so who that year absolutely gassed him out?
Metcalf?
Metcalf did, earlier that year. He had a better game plan going in the second time where he didn't use as much energy and tried to slow Metcalf down. But Metcalf is a very similar guy to Pletcher in that pace, brutality, heavy clubs, stuff like that. Metcalf's a lefty, which is a little different for head position and snaps and stuff. But still, those guys are very similar in that style. Pletcher has a little bit more technique, a little bit more savvy, I'd say. He's not wide open like Metcalf was. But I think that's a good comparison. And when you don't have – I don't think he has near the stamina he did that year, that 2011 year.
So, and wait,
I really
Sam,
think he's going to struggle.
Sam, are you saying Luke Pletcher, if at his prime, would be Brent Metcalf at his prime?
That Luke Pletcher at his awesome prime match would not beat Brent Metcalf.
Yeah, Brent
also okay. Like
Darian Caldwell at his prime would beat Luke Pletcher in his prime.
Yeah,
in my mind.
Easily. I think Caldwell would
I wouldn't say easily.
Yeah, I wouldn't say easily.
I wouldn't say easily. Well, you guys just wait for this Saturday. You're going to see how good Luke Pletcher really is.
Okay. Well, he lost to Pat Lugo a couple weeks ago.
That's a good point, Sammy. This is a freestyle.
So,
match.
Yeah.
And I picked Pat Lugo because Pat Lugo's underhook shuts down pretty much all of Luke Pletcher's offense.
Yeah, Lugo looked really good. Like, I don't know why. Maybe – did they have to make weight? Was it like he's not drained? Because usually it's during, like, the season. Some matches he looked as good.
Well, even if he did, Pletcher – or Lugo's a weight above. He looked fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I think that Pletcher had a really, really bad game plan. No offense to him or his coaching staff, but going into that match, he needed to stay out of that underhook really heavily and wrestle a little bit more loose, kind of like Jay Jaggers is one of his coaches, where you attack low ankles, stuff like that against Lugo. But that's a story for another day.
All right. Okay. Jude, well, you want to get to you?
Yeah. Well, man. I got to pick Luke Pletcher. I mean, like, just the safe pick. He's the guy we've seen the most recently. Darian has been away from the mat for years and years and years. And last time he was on the mat, he lost to – did you say an unranked guy? You
know, yeah, I think he's the guy – I looked at his career. He really didn't have that much of a career, the guy.
Right.
Ryan Lubick from Wisconsin.
Yeah, so, you know, not – he's not in his peak. Caldwell's not peaking, right?
Yeah.
So, do I think Caldwell can pin him? Maybe. I'm not going to say no.
I said Ben Askren could pin Jordan Burroughs at Beat the Streets.
I think that's a little different.
I didn't pick it.
Caldwell can pin.
And I'm not picking this, but he definitely could.
Okay, well, actually,
can pin Pletcher.
I think that's a very similar matchup. Askren and Burroughs. And Caldwell.
Yeah.
It's an MMA guy. It's an MMA guy, former wrestler,
that's
against
true.
One of the toughest guys at their weight. So,
but Burroughs is the toughest guy. Luke Pletcher isn't.
And Burroughs is just as old as Darian Caldwell.
Yeah.
And Burroughs' style is not very similar.
Well, yeah.
And Caldwell and Askren are completely two different animals. It's nobody's just Askren, really.
Well, Askren and Darian are both very funky. Like
that is true.
That's true, but in totally different ways.
Yeah, it's a different kind of funk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my question here is, how much better can Darian Caldwell get from his? Because like he didn't have. I know you said his training wasn't that good for the Midland in 2014, but still, you know. How much better can he get from 2014 at that Midlands where he didn't have the best?
I don't think he's getting better from that. I think he's getting better from the 2011 NCAA Finals where he won, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I have a question. Would you guys have Caldwell if he was a UFC champ, if he was, like, the best fighter ever?
No, because it's not a fight. It's wrestling now.
Yeah. Ben Askren was deep. I know he didn't have the best of UFC, but when he was in his prime, he was – because, you know, he can't do UFC when he was older. When he was at overseas fighting, he was really good. So he was the best in his league, so it's kind of the same thing, you know.
You know what match I feel like would be awesome for Pletcher – or, no, for Caldwell? Yanni versus Caldwell.
Oh my gosh, that would be awesome.
Johnny versus anybody is so fun, though.
Yeah,
true.
Or Jay.
Do you want to get into your pick? We're kind of getting held behind, but you got Luke Pletcher, same reasoning as all of us.
Yep, I think he's the consistent guy, safe pick, and but I am really excited for this match. It's gonna be awesome.
All right,
next one.
All right, y'all want to move on to the next one?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's do it. This one, guys, I'm just gonna say it right now. Chamizo Dake, David Taylor, Miles Martin's pretty fun. This is what the one I'm most excited for. Yeah, I gotta be honest.
This is my most excited. I don't know. I'm excited to see David Taylor back on the mat because that match is gonna be awesome too.
If you're not the if your most exciting match isn't David Taylor, you're gonna get banned from them too.
Say, dude, you can't come back. Dude, I got to see. Spoiler alert! I got to see David's singlet for Saturday. It's pretty freaking cool.
Is it nice?
It's really cool.
Hey, guess what shirt Jack's gonna wear to this tournament?
Oh yeah,
match.
Oh, HMA.
Home advantage shirt. Woo! It's gonna be awesome.
Some branding.
It's pretty cool. All right, but we have this match. We have Jack Mueller, NCAA finalist, versus Roman Bravo Young, who
Big Ten champ.
Big Ten finalist. He lost to.
Smash. Yeah, sorry, Big Ten finalist.
But two-time All-American. This match is gonna be so good. All right, start us off.
All right, so. RBY was 22 on the season. His only losses was to Revere and Gross, who was the number one and number two guys, I would say. And Mueller was 13-1, where his loss was to Jacob Camacho, 7th-ranked guy, who was pinned twice that year by he got pinned by some like guy who's like 100. I was looking at wrestler stats. Some guy was like 155th ranked, but that could have been a fluke, you know. But still, he got pinned twice and had 3 other losses. Jacob Camacho, and then also there could be a little size difference as RBY wrestles 133 and Mueller does wrestle 25. So
they both have to make the same weight. They weigh 137. So, also, Mueller is big. He's a big
155. Yeah.
He would get up to like, I don't know, 45 or so in the season, and then have to cut down to 25, and that's a lot of weight.
Yeah. So how RBY beats Mueller, the key things for him is to use his speed, and he can't let, so Jack's really good at his short offense, right? And he cannot, so the thing is, he can't let Jack get his short offense and slow him down. So the keys is to use his speed, you know, fakes, a lot of stuff like that. And that's how I think Roman is going to meet Jack Mueller.
So I think victory for both guys in my mind is fakes. Fakes slows down Roman for Jack, and fakes for Mueller or for Roman throw off Jack and get him to his re-attack offense, which in my mind, if Jack is going to take a shot, it needs to be from either front headlock, that kind of praying mantis position where you have two overhooks, where if you guys watched his training video that Flo put out of him training with Mitch McKee, that's what he was hitting like every time.
Yeah.
So it's where you go fake snap and then you chase that, and he's a lefty, so he's chasing a lefty single, which works really well because Bravo Young leads insanely hard with his right leg. So Roman Bravo Young is really heavy with that lean, and so he can hit that single leg all day long on Roman if he doesn't switch it up, obviously. So I think that's Jack's and Roman's key to victory if they just throw in a lot of fakes.
So hang on. So can I say something for Emmett?
You got it.
What do you think about their common opponent? What do you think about how they both had Sebastian Vera?
Did you guys know what was the score between Roman and Rivera? What was that?
7-2.
7-2, yeah. Roman what was it?
Takedown, though.
Yeah. And then Seabass dominated.
Did Seabass get a turn? Is that how it got that 7?
Yeah, he got a turn.
Then what was Mueller and Rivera? 8-2. So that's kind of similar scores. And then Rivera, did he wrestle? What season was that when Rivera wrestled Mueller? That was 2018. That wasn't last year because he only won.
No,
because
it was when Mueller and Spencer in the finals.
Then that was 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
No, they wrestled in the semis of 2019.
Yeah.
Jack Mueller got the first takedown. It was a slide 19, and then he got like 5 or 6 minutes of riding time.
Yeah. and backs.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tease something real quick, guys.
All
right. So in a couple days, we're having Jack Mueller take over the HMA Instagram, and he's gonna walk us through like the what the trip is like for him to Austin. Nice. So make sure to tune into that.
So little cool. Jack Mueller shameless tease. HMA.
I think you could have took a better picture maybe of him not getting.
Dude, you should have done the jumping one.
Yeah. I like the jumping one. This was Jacob. He's probably teasing Jack, but I like this one because it's like right at the end of the match, and Jack's like, "Who cares? I'm just gonna lay here. I'm so pumped!" Like
I've never seen anyone so happy to be on bottom.
That's
a good one. That's a classic Tony Rotundo picture. All right, let's get back to the slides.
I think it's your turn, Sam.
All right, so Jack Mueller, easy pick for me. He's got the perfect style for RBY. He's a lefty, like I said earlier. He shoots very, very quick sweeps, and that's like his go-to. And a lot of times he shoots it from the front headlocks. Like I said, his fakes are huge in this match. It's going to really help him to slow RBY down. And – get him to that front head position that he really needs. And if his fakes don't really work and RBY still opens up that pace, Jack has the gas tank to hang with him. Jack has struggled with pace sometimes in gas tank in the past, but that's due to his weight cut. He has to cut so much weight. And this one is at 137. He's happy, and he doesn't need to cut much weight. So
yeah, I spoke to him about his weight the other day, and I mean, he's literally like not skipping any meals. He eats three meals a day, and he's just getting to the point where he can like, he's not sweating to lose the weight. It's just waking up and 137 pounds. So he's doing well on that side of things.
So wait, what's his walk around right now?
He walks around talking to him. He said before Flo offered him the match, he's walking around 140.
He's basically walking around. He's basically walking around. He's Jude calls this fat and happy, right?
Fat and happy. Exactly.
Jude loves calling that fat and happy.
Oh man, and my and
you said that a couple times. I've watched a couple when you said that. Yeah, fat and happy.
My understanding. RBY is cutting a little bit more weight.
Yeah.
I don't know. So.
Because, he probably walks. What do you think he walks around at?
Well, no. He said he was walking around 135.
Yeah, RBY doesn't look that big.
Yeah, he's very skinny.
Jude would know, though. Jude knows this stuff.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm gonna stop talking, but.
Yeah, Kale's going to come for you, dude.
Yeah, he'll be.
Kale.
Yeah. So, Sammy, you have any other more points for this match?
Jack is the best, and he's going to win.
My man. All right, Will, it's your turn.
Okay.
Ooh, yes.
All right, so I think
this
Jack
picture makes me laugh every time, Will.
I just sent Emmett the first picture of my camera. I think Jack is going to win this match. Firstly, because he has better accolades than Roman.
Yeah.
With being an NCAA finalist. And they also had a common opponent in Sebastian Rivera. And Jack dominated that match, beating him 7-2 with 5.5 minutes of riding time. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
Rivera beat Sebastian 8-2. Rivera had like 2 minutes of riding time also. And now, even though I know this is freestyle, I think that still means something.
Definitely. Wrestling is wrestling.
Yeah.
Well said, Emmett.
Both these guys have a lot of experience in freestyle and look very good. I think it's probably both of their better styles.
Yeah.
Jack Mueller has wins over like Luke Pletcher and I wonder. Actually, I'm going to do a little research real quick. Continue talking.
Have you guys seen his Beat the Streets match? Have all of you guys watched that?
He destroyed. Yeah. He absolutely destroyed Nick Piccinini.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely no problem. He just picked him apart. If RBY shoots a slow double, he's going to feel that neck pinch for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I think Jack's style is perfect because RBY loves in that the first 30 seconds that load double and gets the first takedown.
Mm-hmm.
And Jax, Chess is perfect for that double.
Definitely. I think, so basically what Sam was saying earlier is my opinion, I think Fakes is what wins this match right here. So if who's doing better moving their feet, faking, you know, I think that's who's going to win the match. So Jack's faking, slowing down. He fakes and slows down RBY. I think he beats him no problem. But if RBY uses his fakes, uses his speed to advantage, that's all. I think that's the way he beats Jack Mueller.
I think the things you guys are saying are whoever wins the hand fight and moves the other person around is going to win the match. And I think that's how most wrestling matches go. Yeah. When it comes to my take on the match, I actually think that Jack would do good to get his, like, actually grab RBY. So,
yeah,
thinking to, like, DeSanto and even Seth Gross, both of them, their strategy going into wrestling RBY was literally, like, get their hands on him and grab him. You know, with, you know, two-on-ones, or he's got that, whatchamacallit, he grabbed that
meat hook,
whatever you want to call it, but they had to grab him. So I think Jack, who stays in very good position and doesn't, you know, and he can wrestle with RBY the whole time, I think his key to victory would be getting his hands on RBY and slowing the movement down, because when RBY gets going, man, it's hard to stop. Next slide, Sammy.
Let's do it.
Picking Jack Mueller, baby. Home advantage represent. And, man, it's all been said. Here's the thing about going last. All the stuff's been said already. So
yeah, definitely.
I don't really know what to say original. But for all the reasons mentioned above, also, I think his freestyle accolades are high. And, I just really hope they put 20 points on the board. Because you know how exciting that would be. This match is going to be so fun.
Well, you guys remember RBY's last freestyle tournament?
Yeah, junior trials, right? Where he lost to Gabe Tag in the finals. Got pinned.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, it was
8-0. Yeah, no, it was Gabe Tag's backup. I always forget his name. Hold on. It was, I think it was
Gabe Tag, dog.
Hernandez, yeah. Hold on.
If it's Gabe Tag, you owe me a soda. A Pepsi, please.
You drink sodas?
No.
Dang, dude, that's so unhealthy.
I don't drink soda. I had a Dr. Pepper the other night before practice.
Yeah.
And, like, I felt like I don't drink soda ever. And so, like, I felt like the bubbles in my
stomach. Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, it was not fun.
I haven't had soda in over a year now.
I can't drink anything carbonated before practice.
It makes your tummy feel weird and like
tummy.
I'm a weird guy. I'm like,
who was it, Sam? Tell me.
I always forget the guy's name. Hold on, I'll look it up. I'll look up the event.
It's not Jamie Hernandez. It's Gabe Tag.
Jamie Hernandez. Yeah, he lost to Jamie Hernandez. Hold on.
Not Hernandez. Flow Arena Junior Trials.
Yeah, it was Gabe Tag.
So Drude Sim, do you guys know what time this is gonna be?
What time? No, I don't. We can look it up, though.
I have no idea, actually. I think it's, like, 6 o'clock or so.
It's going to be a good day for me because we got this event. And then
yep, I don't know, it's Jamie Hernandez. I'm sending the link to you, Jude.
Because also Hernandez. UFC has a card. Just then,
Jude looks dumbstruck.
You owe me a soda, kiddo.
Oh, you're right. Oh, you're so right.
Jude, you should know this by now. I'm always right. All right.
RBY and Tag wrestle. I'm very confused.
I think they wrestled in the U.S. Open.
Maybe that was it.
But Tag wrestled Hernandez and beat him up pretty good.
Yeah, I see it at the 2-3. Oh, okay. So this was the trials, and so at the Open, Tag beat RBY, and then at they both.
Come on, dude. Come on.
RBY just loses to Tar Heels.
You've got a big podcast. You should know this stuff.
I should know this stuff. What am I even doing?
Come on, dude.
Next match.
All right.
Say hey to your coach, Jude. Say hey.
Hey, Coach David Taylor.
Jude, do you think David's going to watch this?
This podcast? I'll send it to him. I'll make sure he watches it. All right. Get us started.
All right. So I'm going with David Taylor, you know, the world champion, Ivan Yardzin champ, Pan Am champ, you know. I think he's definitely the pick that I think, I don't know, maybe 99% of people have. You think, if you know anything about wrestling, I would say. But
Miles Martin, Tom Ryan, Jay Jaggers, Dustin Myers, and Miles Martin's mama are the only people picking him.
Exactly.
Luke Pletcher, too.
Even Gregory. I don't know. Not Luke. Luke's like David Taylor all the way.
Yeah.
Even Gregory Martin, his dad's picking David Taylor. I'm making this up. I don't know.
Gregory Martin.
Yeah. Oh, you know,
I'm turning to the Nomad. I'm starting to know the dad's names.
It's pretty cool. Sam, we're going to meet these dads someday.
We're going to meet them someday.
Yeah. So Miles hasn't been wrestling. He has been wrestling freestyle like full time for probably only a year now, because 2019 mm-hmm. was his last folk style season. And David Taylor's been, that was a good one though. David Taylor's been, you know, wrestling freestyle. His last folk style season was 2014. So, and he's been, you know, having so much experience wrestling Burroughs and Dake and Hal and all these, you know, ones the names. And getting this experience, and now it's the last like 3 years he turned and made a name for himself, and now he's coming into a really, really good wrestler. And I just think Miles maybe doesn't have the experience or just doesn't have the skill to beat David Taylor. Yeah. You guys agree with that?
Agreed.
I'm going next. I'm not gonna be last. Excuse me.
Okay. Fine.
So all right. So it's not that I don't think Miles doesn't have the skill. Miles is a very, very talented wrestler. But it's when you wrestle David Taylor, he makes you wrestle the full 6 minutes, the entire time. It's not, there's no point in the match where you're sitting and waiting. His hands are on you the whole time. He is faking and he has you reacting the whole match. He's dangerous in every position. He can score on top and he can get to takedowns basically from anywhere. David Taylor is the, you know, pinnacle of freestyle wrestling in the U.S. And I think that because what he does is because he makes guys wrestle the whole time, even though he might not be able to score on guys when they're fresh, it's like he says, I'm just going to wrestle until they hit the wall. And when they hit the wall, the points keep coming. The points come. They keep coming. And so he wanted to wrestle Pat Downey so he could score 30 points on him.
30. Yeah.
That's like crazy. So I think this match – it doesn't matter who DT wrestles because he's going to wrestle them the whole match. Doesn't even like Yazdani, he was losing 5-1 and then ended up coming back and scoring 11 unanswered points. Like, that's absurd.
Wasn't that in the world finals?
That was the world first round.
First match.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, wasn't he also down in the finals and then came back?
So, no, that was the semifinals against Karugliev, who's the Russian at 86. He was losing 3-0 or 4-0. He got taken down twice and actually got kicked in the jaw and was knocked unconscious and then came back and scored 7 points in a row to come and win the match. David Taylor has not given up a point in the second period since 2017.
He hasn't given up
a point in the second period since 2017. He just keeps scoring points. And especially that second period is where David looks to not only make up the gap, but like close, you know, like make the gap even bigger. I think first period will be competitive, I think, because Miles Martin is an excellent wrestler. You know, he's a – like, I don't know if you guys saw his match with Alex Deringer, but they were throwing blows and blows, and, like, they were wrestling very, very hard.
Dude, his ankle –
second period is where David Taylor is gonna pull away from Miles Martin.
So, Jude, I have a question.
Lay it on me.
You're in the room with DT a lot. How much does he work on his conditioning?
Let me put it this way. He came to this conclusion. A lot of the Penn State guys came to this conclusion that like to do conditioning, the best way to do conditioning is just to wrestle. So the more wrestling you do, the better condition you will be for wrestling matches. I don't know how David specifically trains, but I know that for me, and how David trains us is long wrestling goes. Lots of wrestling and wrestling hard and at a high pace and trying to score points the whole time. So just last night we did We did a 1 minute go, 2 minute go, 3 minute go, 4 minute go, 4 minute go, 3 minute go, 2 minute go, 1 minute go. That's 16 minutes of wrestling. And that's tough, especially when you have a tough partner. You're just brawling, you know, and for 15 minutes straight. So, you know, high pace, lots of attacks, and making the most of the opportunity to wrestle. So
So was that a spar or live?
Oh, it's live. Oh, it's live. And like something we talk about a lot, I can't give away all these secrets. Trying to break your opponent, trying to make them not want to wrestle you anymore. Be a jerk to them, you know, throw them into the wall, throw them outside.
Dude's a mean guy.
I started getting mean this summer. I've just been wrestling very, very hard lately. And so I can say that David Taylor, without a doubt, will wrestle this six minutes as hard as he possibly can. And then he's going to make Miles Martin wrestle the full 6 minutes.
So, oh, Judah. So I have another question about M2.
Can't hear secrets.
We interviewed Nick Bouzakis.
Bouzakis, yes. Good guy.
Yeah. So do you wrestle with him a lot?
Actually, I've only wrestled him once. So he came up to M2 a couple weeks back. So what David has been doing is he's been getting guys around our weight to travel in, just because, you know, there's no really way to, you know, there's no competition this summer. So just wrestling with as many people as possible as we can get in the room. So I've had a lot of good partners lately. Nick's an awesome dude. I got to wrestle him a couple weeks back. Hopefully he comes back in again soon.
Yeah.
So who's next? Sam or Sam or Will? Sam, you want to go next?
I'll take it. And I'm going to mimic a lot that Jude said. His pace is so high. And a guy that makes you wrestle the way David Taylor does is going to really make Miles struggle. So kind of like Jude said, David Taylor is very special in the way that he wrestles. So I'm going to compare him to Zane Rutherford. Zane Rutherford, as you guys know, has an insanely high pace. Zane wrestles so hard, and everybody knows he's wide open, wrestles a very hard pace. Just like Alvarez or RBY. Those guys wrestle a very high pace. But the thing that David Taylor is special and is really good at is not only does he wrestle really high pace, but he forces his opponent to wrestle the same pace. So if you watch RBY wrestle, he wrestles at an extremely high pace, especially when he wrestles guys like Alvarez or Rivera. But when he wrestles Gross is able to slow him down drastically. But you never see David Taylor get slowed down. If you're wrestling David Taylor, you're going to wrestle a full six minutes at a sprint. Yeah. You're not going to get a break, and you're going to wrestle really hard. And if you can't do that, then you can't do that, and you're going to get absolutely annihilated. That's why Pat Downey was not going to be happy, especially if they had the 2 4-minute periods, no tech. I was a little worried for Pat Downey's health in that one. But David Taylor by techfall in this match.
Agreed.
It's not unreasonable.
Agreed.
We're talking a lot about DT. Not to say any less of Miles Martin. I mean, he beat Alex Daringer, right?
Yeah, he's beaten Bo Nickel. He's beaten Sammy Brooks before. I mean, Miles Martin is not a bad wrestler. He's an incredible guy. Yeah. But when you're wrestling the world champ, David Taylor, domination, the maybe top 3 pound for pound in the world, it's just a little bit different animal than what Miles Martin is used to.
Yeah. And Miles,
I
might be wrong on this, but isn't Miles is like 8th in the world? So
Miles is number 8.
Yeah.
So Miles is definitely a good wrestler. It's just like, you know, David. It's just different when you're comparing him to, you know, David. David's unbelievable. Will, you have anything to say?
Yeah, so I think David is going to win because he's tech guys that Miles Martin has lost to. He tech Pat Downey twice. Miles Martin lost to him. And I don't think Miles will be able to keep the same pace as David.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
The main card.
fake chemise. So, yeah. I guess I can start this one off. Do you guys have any thoughts before I get to my opinion? Anything you guys want to say?
Great job to Flo for putting this together, because this one, they hype it up so well. This one's, it's going to be incredible.
Yeah, so I have a question.
Great job promoting, and go for it.
Do you guys think DT should have been the main card instead of Chamizo and Dake? Or do you
No. No way.
Nah. If they,
see, if it was like DT, Yazdani, Cox, or Yazdani, or I don't know. Even maybe a guy like Faith Erden, who from Turkey. Even a guy like that, possibly, but definitely not Miles Martin or Pat Downey.
Yes. So my thing from here is the size advantage. That's where I think Dake's gonna beat Chamizo is the size, and he's gonna be able to use his power probably a little bit more maybe than he would at 74 if they wrestled at that, and then also. Chamizo has just kind of, not just moved up, maybe like two years ago, was it? With Barrows, was it the first time he was 74? Am I right in that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 2 years ago, he's only been 74 for 2 years, and now he's at 79. But before 74, he wrestled 70 and a little bit of 65 too. So I just think Dake's going to be a little bit, maybe too big for Chamizo. And then also, Dake's been looking really good at 74 kilograms when he went back at Peloton or whatever, and he beat Turkey's guy who is a bronze Olympic medalist, where he beat in 35 seconds. So
yeah,
that was unbelievable. Yeah. So yeah, beating him in 35 seconds, who's an Olympic medalist, bronze, which is. That's pretty good to beat someone who's that high level in just 35 seconds. People say Chimizo's defense. That's a question here, kid. I think, can they finish the shots, be clean, and give him no room to defend? And I think he will, just because he's proven that his high level finishes and his power, and I think he'll be able to let Chamizo get any funks or re-high crotch, any crackdowns or anything like that. I think Dake's going to I think Dake has this one just because of his power, size, just his wrestling ability.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I actually got to run wrestling practice right now. So I'm
going to pick
Kyle Dake.
Your pick?
I'm an American. I really want to thank you guys for inviting me on. This was a huge,
thank you.
Huge honor to be on the wrestling podcast. And I would love to do this again sometime. So be in touch.
Definitely.
Sammy, I'll talk to you later. Emmett, Will.
All right, sounds good.
Finally talk to you guys in person.
Peace.
I'll see you guys later. All
right, see you, Jude.
Yeah, Sam. See ya.
All right.
Sam, I'm going to finish yours. Now you can get your pitch now.
Yeah, that's cool. I as well, I think we all have Kyle Dake. Yeah, we're all taking Kyle Dake. We're all American. heck yeah. So, I said his finishes are high enough on the body and clean enough that Chamizo won't have much of an opportunity to beat Chamizo, which basically means, if you look at his match with Jordan Burroughs, his first one beat the streets.
Yeah.
Burroughs progressively, if you compare those three matches, progressively his shots went from the ankles all the way up to the hips. If you look at his shots and take different clips, it's actually kind of cool to research that. So, Dake already shoots very high shots, and a lot of times we go straight to the body instead of even the legs. So that totally eliminates all Chamizo's. Not, I wouldn't say totally because Chamizo is Chamizo, but it's going to really make it hard for Chamizo to wrestle. And I actually feel possibly the most confident – no, I'll say second most confident behind David Taylor in this pick than any other pick. I really, really feel confident in Kyle Dake winning this match. Also, size advantage, like you said, is going to be especially helpful because of Dake's style. If it was Burroughs Chamizo and Burroughs had this weight advantage on him, I wouldn't really think much of it. Yeah, but Dake's power bombs and everything, you know, you gotta give it some credibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I also agree with you, Sam. Yep. Well, and something that I think about Dake and – or no, not – Burrows and Chamizo. Burrows let Chamizo be Chamizo, kind of like what you said. I don't think Dake is going to let him wrestle his way. I think Dake's going to wrestle how he wants to wrestle. Yeah,
exactly. I definitely agree. Okay, I have a question. How does for Sam and Will, how does Chamizo beat Dake? Sam, you go first. Okay.
I'll go first. He doesn't hand fight. He stays out of the ties, big time, and he shoots a lot. He needs to shoot a lot, but they don't need to be good shots. They need to be scrambling shots. So if he shoots a low single and lets Dake try to scramble a little bit, grab his leg, but he can't give up crotch locks and he can't give up head pinches. So if he shoots a low single, he has to kind of leave his leg and kind of bait Dake to take the leg.
Exactly.
The way that he's going to win is staying out of the hand fight, getting Dake to take those legs and get into scrambles. As many scrambles as possible for Chamizo to win.
Exactly. I agree
also,
with that.
Also, parterre, he needs to be ready because Kyle Dake
Dake
lift him up and gut him. So Chamizo loves being silly and messing around down in parterre, trying to get reversals and stuff. If he tries that on Dake, he's going to get himself teched right away. He really needs to be smart in parterre because if he tries that Burrows stuff and what he does against Demirtas and Sitikov, it's going to really, really hurt him.
Yeah. I think Chamizo wins. He just needs to – Chamizo gets in a scramble. Chamizo, his whole training – he works one move on top, and he just gets that down. So, and then he gets that single leg, scores on Kyle, and then gets to that turn, whatever it is, say a leg lace. He gets that leg lace and techs him. I think that's the only way Chamizo wins.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree with Sam. More of Sam here. I don't think Chamizo's capable of teching Dake. No, I think the only way Chamizo beats Dake is, I agree with Sam, that low single, get into a low single, sticking his leg out, because I think the way he's beating him is from a scramble. He just needs to find a way, to get there. And I think a good way to do that is get that low single, try to create a single or any shots, But, yeah, so I got Dake winning this. I think everybody else agrees. Right, Sam? Right, Will? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
I think that's it. So I just want to say,
that's it.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you first to Flo for having coming with this amazing, event where we have what is that 5 really high level matches? Wait, 5? Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I want to thank Sam and Jude for coming on, and just a couple days notice they come on and do our predictions on this wonderful event. So once again, thank you, Sam. And then Jude, who's gone.
For sure. Yeah, it's been a while. Jude and I have done a show, so it feels good to be back.
Yeah. Make sure to put your guys' YouTube, Instagram, all that stuff in the bio, in the description or whatever. All right. See you guys.
All right, peace.